With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The winner of this campaign year's political tug-of-war inside the Montana Democratic Party will be revealed this week when primary voters decide who will represent them against incumbent Congressman Greg Gianforte. Montana Democrats bucked their national counterparts in 2016 when the state picked Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton for the party's presidential nominee. In a recent video ad, one of the frontrunners in the Democratic Party, Billings attorney John Heenan, marches along the path blazed by Sanders, offering a populist message against corporate corruption.
I'll fight Wall Street to keep their hands off your Social Security and Medicare. I'll fight for equal pay for women and close the corporate tax loopholes.
Heenan says he's in touch with working business people because he owns a family restaurant in Yellowstone County. He's also tapping into Montanans' angst on the cost of healthcare by being the only Democratic candidate supporting a single-payer healthcare system.
What I see is a broken healthcare system. It's inefficient. The ACA was written by health insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies on behalf of health insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies. So I support Medicare for all. The people of Montana and America don't have time to wait.
Heenan offers a more progressive path forward than his Democratic primary opponents. And he says he can ride the same populist wave that earned President Trump a 20-point win here in 2016. Grant Keir, a former land trust director from Missoula, pitches Democrats a more moderate message, aiming to not completely alienate voters that handed Trump a win here. That could help him tap into Montana's independent voters in November.
I am not here to push anyone's agenda but Montanans' agenda. Where there are places that Donald Trump's agenda lines up with what we're trying to do in Montana and what I think is right and what people ask me to do, I'm happy to work with him on that.
In his most recent ad, Keir pledges his support for women voters.
Fund Planned Parenthood, which provides contraception and cancer screenings. Protect a woman's right to choose and prevent any insurance company from charging women more than men.
Rounding out the Democrats' top contenders is Kathleen Williams, a former state lawmaker from Bozeman. Williams is also offering a moderate message and says it's the kind of message that has brought Democrats success in the past.
So someone that can hit the ground running in Congress that has policy experience, I think, is very valuable. Look at the Democrats that have been successful in Montana. Senator Tester, former state legislator, middle of the road, roll up the sleeves, problem solver.
Williams used one of her TV ads to say she'll fight for health care in Congress like she has at the state level.
We need to make sure every family has health care. As a state legislator, I stopped insurers from denying cancer care. In Congress, we will fix health care, and I will be the strongest champion for Medicare and Social Security that Montana has ever seen.
Attorneys Jared Pettinato of Whitefish and John Meyer of Bozeman are also in the race but haven't run campaigns or raked in the money needed to compete with the others. Former State Senator Linda Moss's name also appears on the Democratic ballot, but she dropped out of the race in April. Altogether, the Democratic primary contenders have raised a little over $2 million. Nearly half of the money in the race supports John Heenan, although he's written his campaign a loan of $350,000. Grant Keir has the most contributions to his campaign, a touch over $770,000. He has not been a large contributor to his own campaign. Kathleen Williams' campaign has less than half of what the two other frontrunners have in the bank. She's raised over $285,000. The winner of the June 5th primary will face freshman Congressman Greg Gianforte. The Democratic nominee will then attempt to do what no other Democrat has been able to do in two decades: flip Republicans' control of Montana's only seat in the U.S. House. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.